Track 7, more news. 3 million funding boost to protect Moore's heritage. A partnership aimed at protecting Dartmoor's heritage has received more than £3 million of funding. Dartmoor's Dynamic Landscapes has been awarded £3,124,179 in funding by the National Lottery Heritage Fund. The partnership, which brings together several organisations, not least Dartmoor National Park Authority, can now take forward a major programme of work to restore, enhance and protect Dartmoor's cultural heritage and enrich people's understanding and enjoyment of its special qualities. Work will deliver a wide-ranging suite of projects encompassing river, habitat and species conservation, creative events and engagement activities, support for farmers and training and skills and improving access and active travel opportunities. The communities of Oakhampton, Ivybridge and Princetown will become hubs for visitors, allowing people from all backgrounds to spend time and money in these places whilst taking part in events or activities that promote enjoyment and understanding of Dartmoor's special qualities. Conservation work will advance the excellent woodland habitat and river restoration already taking place, with a particular focus on the river catchment areas of the Oakmont, Dart, Erm and Yelm. Active travel and access will unlock further opportunities for walking and cycling, giving particularly for children and for giving people the chance to experience amazing views or explore the historic remains of no matter what their age or ability. Pamela Woods, chairman of Dartmoor National Park Authority, said, "We are absolutely delighted to have secured this funding from the National Lottery Heritage Fund. There is so much excellent work taking place already on Dartmoor, and thanks to National Lottery players, we can continue building on our collective successes. We are delivering on our ambitions set out in the Dartmoor Partnership Plan and are making this wonderful national park better for nature, farming, people, heritage and place."
A South West Rail Task Force is to lobby the government for lower fares and better Wi-Fi on trains travelling from the region to London Paddington. The move comes as work at Old Oak Common, linked to the HS2 scheme, will delay services between Devon and Cornwall and the capital on the Paddington line. The potential delays could last 7 years, according to MPs who debated the issue in Parliament. Andrea Davis, Task Force Board Member and Devon County Council's Cabinet Member for Transport, is due to meet Rail Minister Lord Hendy. Councillor Davis fears the ongoing disruption could destroy confidence in public transport and ensure journeys are more productive for passengers is vital. "We can't change the fact the Old Oak Common works are going ahead, but let's make the journey more useful," she said. She said she would also lobby to make sure that the Exeter to Waterloo line is well maintained to ensure avoidable issues are minimised. "We know this line has not infrequently had infrastructure issues, and so I intend to raise this with Lord Hendy to help ensure all maintenance work that can be done, or that they know needs to be done, is done." Passengers were also encouraged to consider buying Devon and Cornwall's rail cards, which provide discount on some journeys.
Winners mourns loss of founder and owner. Tributes have been paid following the death of Ben Longrigg, founder and owner of Winners 2000 Gym. Ben died just weeks after his 92nd birthday at his home in Stoke-on-Tinhead. A highly intelligent and successful businessman, Ben attended Cambridge University and worked in senior management roles in London before buying a small business in Torquay, which he grew into the well-known Torex Hire. After floating Torex on the stock exchange, he retired and set up Winners 2000. The company operates three gyms in Kingstainton, Torquay and Paignton. Ben was an incredible person, a gifted entrepreneur and a huge proponent of health and fitness, a spokesman from Winners Gym said. Ben is described as an advocate for equality of opportunity. He recently donated money to establish the Winners Training Fund, which supports young athletes and sportsmen and women so they can achieve their personal and professional goals. Over many years, Ben also generously supported various local groups and institutions by donating significant time and resources to help these organisations achieve their aims. His death is a great loss to the Winners family and the wider community, and he will be very much missed, the Winners spokesman concluded.
Final call for support for 20 mile per hour restrictions. Residents in Dawlish and Cockwood have until the end of this month to add their support to the introduction of 20 mile per hour zones. Dawlish Town Council has put forward a number of roads in both areas to Devon County Council highways for consideration to restrict traffic speeds. Plans have been ongoing since January 2023, when funds were made available by the county authority to enable such schemes to be implemented. A petition to support the lowering of speeds on specific roads ends on January the 31st. Dawlish Town Council is keen to gauge public opinion on whether the scheme is supported by residents. The Highways Authority is expected to consider applications in the spring. In Cockwood, it is proposed to reduce the 20 mile per hour limit on specified lengths of 8 roads. In Dawlish, there are numerous streets, including the town centre. Also on the list is part of Exeter Road, where there have been a number of accidents and calls for action to restrict traffic speeds. This includes busy Elm Grove Road, where there are 2 schools and which is currently used by vehicles involved in the construction of new homes. In its proposals, the Town Council said the intention was it will lead to a reduced likelihood of collisions and improvement of local amenities. Specifically, the restrictions are proposed to avoid danger to persons or other traffic using the road or any other road for preventing the likelihood of any such danger arising. It will facilitate the passage on the road of any class of traffic, including pedestrians, and will preserve or improve the amenities through the area which the road runs through.